Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And yes, we also have our opening theme song on our podcast too. We got this going pretty good. We coordinate the two as the podcast is officially through Spotify. Yes, I know some people think it's a left-wing thing, Spotify, but it's not. We have a lot of different people on different things. But Spotify has taken on Anchor, and we got that going there. So we're now able to use our opening theme song from our radio show on the podcast, too, and it's coordinated that way. And I hope we tried it yesterday and for the first time, and it worked out pretty good. So working on that. Before I bring up my co-host, there's a couple things I want to take care of business-wise. One, we got email late last night, kind of surprised, but not really a surprise. But you know what? It's sad anyway, because, you know, we have the radio shows, the internet, and television and stuff like that, the broadcasters, the commentators, the hosts and stuff, the shock jocks, whatever you want to call us. Even though it may be a big family, but it's not a small family. So one announces that they're taking hiatus or retiring for a period of time. It's kind of sad. And, you know, we have our differences sometimes, but again, we're human beings and we see things differently in some ways. And you know, that's understandable because everybody has a different view on the way things are going to be done. But it's kind of sad that another South Florida's conservative voice, Mike Gerson, is leaving the radio waves for a period of time. We don't know how long. I hope everything turns out okay. I did respond to him after talking to Scarlett a couple of times, and we were gentlemen and gentle ladies, and part of the business, part of the family, and re-offer their best wishes and the ability, if he wants to call in every so often and to be part of us, you know, as one of those contributors that you would get on every so often, like Mark has been on, Mark and Lynn at times, and a bunch of others that came on that's been doing, Chris, and a bunch have been called into the show on a regular basis, you know, the guy from California. So, you know, we have a lot of fans and stuff like that, and you could be part of that. We offered the opportunity for that because one hand to the other hand, and the radio shows and everything else, his conservative voice needs to be needed in a lot of ways, and he'll be missed. Now, my PSA for today is really interesting because we haven't touched this for a while, but we need to do it. There's a fine line between love and hate and selfishness and being only for one person, not for others. And, you know, and things can, you know, and, you know, everybody has, every action has consequences and reactions and stuff like that. You know, and the situation right now, you know, and when an individual basically decides to kill oneself without actually understanding the people that he is hurting and realizing he's hurting because he feels that he can't take the pain anymore because it's so-called cruciating. All of this could have been averted years ago. Kidney diseases or diabetes, put it this way, diabetes is the reason why you have a kidney disease for the most part. There are others around, alcohol, drugs, and things like that. But all of these are behavioral stuff, and diabetes can't be controlled over years. All you have to do is follow doctor's orders, the prescriptions, whatever he or she is doing for you. Follow dietitians, eat properly, and exercise. And if you can do all that years ago when you first pick it up, you can live to 100. Many people are doing that. But if you don't follow, if you think you know everything and you don't follow doctor's laws, if you don't follow the dietitian, if you don't exercise, you don't do dialysis when you need to, you don't do what you're supposed to, like walk around the block, do exercise before. Even, you know, yours truly, I have diabetes. And my diabetes sugar ranges between 140 and a little bit over 200 sometimes, but that's, for most of the time, it's in the 140 to 180 range here and there. But you also got to do exercise. And every phone has an app on it, either through Apple or through the computer,
Android.
Anyway, either one has it, and the Android is called Fit, F-I-T, and it gives track of your of everything for you. And I have it on my phone, and I do it every day. And I try to do at least half hour to 45 minutes of walking around. When I'm working, I can't do it that way. So what I do is my 10 minute breaks, I walk around. And like, and sometimes I have time after lunch, I walk around. And then at night or early in the morning, I walk around. During the weekend, I walk basically a mile and a half, 2 miles a day if you can. And I've been doing that. And you know, my weight went down to 215 as of this past Friday, and that's a good thing. And my pressure is 125 over 85 or something like that. 120 over 85, something in that area, which is really good. And everything's good. And I just keep an eye on my cholesterol, and that's going to be good. But you follow the diets, and you eat properly. You don't drink sodas. You don't drink Coca-Colas. You don't eat Captain Crunch. And you do all this stuff. And you do it from the very beginning when you first diagnosed with diabetes and stuff. Then if you did it back 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, your heart would be good. Your kidneys will be good, your eyesight will be good, and you keep an eye on it, and you go to the eye doctors, you go to your regular doctors, so you do it, and Medicare, Medicaid, and stuff like that covers it all. And if you're old enough, and seeing you got Medicare Advantage, it covers it all, and all that stuff, and it works, and you get yourself healthy, and you follow that stuff, then you wouldn't be in the position you're in today. But if you're going to you know, you have the ability to fight. Your body's yourself, but you're running away from your responsibility. So you're going to Oregon to die because the state of Florida, assisted suicide is illegal, and there's nothing they could do. So you're trying to go to a state that does that, and because of the pain that you yourself had created because of your lack of responsibility of taking care of yourself. There's no one to blame but you. And then you're putting yourself into what you claim to love somebody, your wife. No, you don't. You never did. Because if you did, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you would have been taking care of yourself so you'd be in a better position. Same thing with your friends. And they started to fight or speak up because they finally realized that you are a fraud and you're a criminal and you're a thug and you're a lowlife and you're full of hate because you definitely do not love your wife. Because if you did, you would have been taking care of yourself and you would not be running to Oregon to die from it. And if your wife's support, no, she's not. She's only saying that she's with you because you're afraid that you're going to kill it. Right? But the people that are away from you know that there's something wrong there. And I feel sorry for the actors and actresses that actually you're trying to pry on, is stalking them and giving these all these stories and stuff. But they don't know that you had the ability back 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago to prevent all of this that's happening to you right now. They don't know that you decided to commit suicide 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago because you didn't want to go to jail because of the crimes that you committed. So you find a different way of doing it. You're very selfish, very cunning, and very criminal-like, and you're hurting the people you claim to love because you don't. You hate them all, and you're showing it, and you're proving it. And that's the end of my PSA. Now, Scarlett, I know you got some stuff you want to talk about with Congress. Go ahead.
They move very slow to get things completed. They just do. Biden's still in office. Kamala's still in office. You know, we've just found out we have troops in Ukraine, and Congress didn't know about it. Maybe some did. Some people didn't. And it's an act of Congress to put boots on the ground in any type of situation in war. So that was violated. But Biden's still in the House. Okay? The cryptocurrency, Biden's still in the House. People are dying left and right, Biden's still in the House. Okay? Three of them this weekend, a birthday party and something in Louisville and somewhere else. They're just mass shooters. And I believe it's Obama doing it, okay? He's about Agenda 21, okay? So it's not happening, okay? And people are being hurt and people are dying and it shouldn't be going on. I mean, the Supreme Court don't do their job, you know? Nobody does their job. I mean, you could do all the social media you want in the world, yada, 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 but when it really comes down to it, you ain't doing your job. You get paid a lot of money to do something. I don't believe you should get paid. I don't believe most of you should be there. Kevin McCarthy is the worst speaker in life. He had to have his ball squeezed to agree to do things, and they're not doing it. It's a joke. They are a joke. Marco Rubio, oh, my God, he's a joke. Okay? So, Mitch McConnell retired. Where's the new minority leader? I don't know. I don't hear anything. I know nothing. Why is Hunter Biden still free? Because nobody does their job. The feds don't do their job. Homeland Security don't do their job. The CIA don't do their job. FBI don't do their job. The IRS don't do their job. Nobody does their job, except they pocket a lot of money and rip all of us off. And inflation is going up sky high, and prices in store are everywhere are insane. Prices are insane. I just bought, just for a story, if you buy a whole chicken, you can probably get it for 5 and change, which I can, okay? But they didn't have any, so I had to purchase a chicken cut up. It was like $18 for it. Can you imagine? And I bought it because I eat chicken, okay? I stay in certain parameters of eating because I don't eat salt. I don't do the sugar. I don't do the fats. I don't do the carbs. I stay healthy. I walk. I do work. I have to do work. Got to make revenue. Got to create things. You know, got bills to pay. I'm not a freeloader, and I don't grift off people. I am self-sufficient. Always have been in my life, okay, since I was a teenager. When I started working at 16, you know, and my parents instilled in me, when you create revenue and you make it, you save a little, you spend a little, and you invest a little. So let's get back to the thing. People being lied to. We're all being lied to, and I don't want to hear the bullshit anymore. Unless you put up and you show something happened, okay? Now, I got a new topic. Let's talk about our governor.
Yeah, what about him?
I think he's often, I'm not sure. I've read in several places that he's running for president, which I think is the most stupidest thing to ever do, because it should be in 2028, not now. He's never going to get MAGA. He's never going to get the conservatives. He's never going to get the evangelicals, okay? He'll get the rhinos, and that's it.
You don't know what he's doing right now. There's some things happening behind the scenes. We know he was in Fort Lauderdale for about 5 minutes, and then he went to Tallahassee to sign a couple of bills, and then he went on to New Hampshire for the NRA.
NRA.
Yeah, the NRA.
He travels a lot. He's not focused totally on Florida. I don't see it.
And that's a mistake. There are people now lobbying on both sides of the coin, political-wise, to try and work to get Broward County taken care of. And I got to pick up a number of support on the Democrat side also, along with the Republican side, on the situation here. It's not just this story coming out on various, including Nikki Freed, of all people. It's not just about where's DeSantis with the flooding, but also where's Coney. And I could announce that I picked up, believe it or not, the endorsements of several Democrats who want me as sheriff. And there's been the lobbying,
where's
some
FEMA?
Of the stuff right there.
Where is FEMA? It was a total nightmare.
The thing is,
30 inches of rain. Remember, I kept
saying
I'm watching
the... What? You know what? There has been a lot of stuff that's activated. State of emergency was initiated. And every statewide system that they did was there. He didn't ignore it. He just activated and did what he had to do and then left. He didn't stay. As far as Coney, he's nowhere to be found, and that's why they decided to pick up some of the Democrat support on that, because they think he's a thug and he should be out on both sides. So he's picking up on that. But, we're going to go back to something else.
They didn't go to his home. Hold it. Nobody went to his home to ring the doorbell?
I don't know. He was solo someplace. Nobody knew where it was. But anyway, so there was a big, you know how where's Waldo? Well, where's Tony was the thing, and they all started to come clutch me.
He's
not someone that's out there doing his job. He's really, very, really hands-on, unless there's some food or something to go on, some kind of event. Other than that, I want to talk about what I call a hero. This guy named Tax Teixeira, he is the guy that exposed the fraud that's going on, the lies that's going on. According to top secret documents leaked by Jack Teixeira, there were 4 additional Chinese spy balloons incidents that we never heard about. They also detail lack of strong senior oversight of the balloon surveillance program, which is a big thing. There's also, Jack also is the one that in the papers and the stuff that was found that was leaked, showed that we actually had military troops we have American presence in Ukraine, and other areas. He also said that there was they also leaked that an ICBM missile was fired by North Korea that was hitting. There were test raids on Taiwan. The Taiwan Air Force may not be able to handle China. There's a lot of stuff that was exposed. The lies, and the hidden stuff that Biden, what it did do is expose the criminal activities that are going on. And what that did was set up the stuff that right now the Congress just set up and activated for treasonous tribunal sessions starting with Biden tomorrow. So we'll see where this goes. There is treason here. And we need to get all these stuff. And you know what? And some of the Republicans is just as guilty. Lindsey Graham needs to find out what he knows and how he knew it, and be taken care, arrested for treason. There's a bunch. I don't know about that, but there are a lot, mostly Democrats, a couple, the war hawks. They need to be picked up.
You know,
everything that's leaked, all those papers.
So Biden will stay as president.
He's not. His arrest is tomorrow. It's being publicized. Same thing with the VP. She's going too. There's a bunch
Kamala,
of stuff that's being picked up. Kamala Harris is tied to this. They're going to charge him with treason. And then
Is Obama and Hillary involved in this?
No, Obama is involved with all. He's the one that activated all these mass shootings. We believe he is in charge of that, along with George Soros. Hillary is in charge with the Russian collusion. Hillary's in charge with working with Russia and the Russian collusion.
Okay.
So all of this is coming.
They're going to get arrested and get out on bail. Hold on. Take
a
breath.
No one's being arrested and getting out of bail. They're being charged with treason, and they're going to be escorted to Gitmo, where they're going to be summarily tribunal and executed.
Okay.
This is where they're all going to be.
Can I say something?
What?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, starting tomorrow, when the stuff is being done, the treason charges have been filed, and let's see where it goes.
J6
being
hard?
There's a judge that breaking news. Judge has released all J6 people. Is coming out tomorrow morning.
All right, well,
sir. All right, they just started releasing them as we speak. What? There's also a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against the J6 committee.
Well, sir.
That's how I've been bought, isn't it? Liz Cheney is being sued for billions, along with a bunch of others. We need a second American Revolution, and we need to do it fast.
Okay.
Me? Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Meanwhile, Nashville Airport evacuated after noxious odor that causes breathing problems.
Gas?
I don't know, maybe.
Sabrin gas? Sabrin? How does that call
it? Sabrin?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know, maybe.
Sentinel?
Could be too.
I don't know. Too many people are being murdered.
Yes.
So is there any story on background on the birthday massacre? Any news on that?
No, the only thing is that one of them, the one in Alabama, One of them who's going to Jacksonville.
Football.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another story. Let's talk about the teens coming out in groves in Chicago. What's that about? Teens, Chicago, loitering, breaking shit, burning shit down.
That's when
beating
you have.
People
that's when
up.
You have. That's when you have no parents. Again, okay, this goes back to parenting. When your parents are left-wing dingbats and you're teaching no values and morals, you tend to have these kids running around with thugs, low-life murderers, rapists, and stuff like that.
Somebody
gangs.
Somebody had to sum this up. Somebody
We believe it's the Communist Party, Antifa, BLM, and Obama all tied together. Don't forget Chicago also just voted in an ultra-communist left-wing mayor that's worse than Lightfoot. And so they deserve everything they get there.
We're going to be hearing school shootings. School shootings will be happening soon. Usually they just kill them on the street. Now the schools are going to be happening.
By the way, it's one of the people suing Liz Cheney for billions is Hutchison's lawyer, ex-Trump Hutchison, lawyer suing January 6th panel for creating false narrative about him. That's a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit right there. There's several of them doing
it. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you want to play a tune for me? Play Martina McBride, Independence Day, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair. Independent.
That was Independence Day from Martina McBride. Sitting, we got a special guest sitting in the co-host seat right here in our studio. It's Ringo the Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kicked her off. I don't want to near my work computer. But anyway, she just jumped up onto the chair and started picking her nose up and wants to be part of the show. But anyway.
Yeah, well, she's got her two sets to put in.
Yeah, she goes meow, meow, meow. You know, and she wants freedom for cats.
She is the advocate for all cats.
That's
kittens
it.
And grown-up cats.
For the first time in history in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they are actually hearing, they are allowed to have the Muslim call to prayer at all times throughout the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are taking over Minnesota like crazy. And you know what? Sharia law? That's what Sharia law is not comparable with the U.S. Constitution. It's the opposite. And this is what's happening. Governor Minneapolis in Minnesota is really bad.
Governor, the mayor, and the Ilhan, whatever her name is. You know,
yeah.
Ilhan Omar. It's the wrecking of states. You gave states rights, so now look what they're doing.
Yep.
The feds are fucked up. The states are fucked up. People are fucked up. The local governments are fucked up. Okay? They're all fucked up, and the people are being abused.
Yep.
Do you see anything
meanwhile,
wrong with what I just expressed?
No. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is...
We want Trump.
U.S. Supreme Court has issued a 5-day hold on the restricting approval of the abortion drug. They're doing it to give them a chance to everybody so they can hear the court, but it's a 5-day hold on restricting approval of drugs. This drug not only kills babies, but also can kill a woman taking the drug. It must be stopped, and I think the Supreme Court will stop
it. You want to bet they throw it back to the states because they are pussies.
And most states are restricting it, which is good.
Then let them be done, you know? Most states should restrict transgender and abuse.
Yes.
And CRT and the Promise Program and all that stuff. Well, you know, we should close our borders. Now, there's a concept. Besides, what's the idiot? Graham. Graham? Is that his name? Senator
Graham?
What other senators are with him on this? Do you know?
I don't know. I'll know more tomorrow.
Okay, get back to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the House was holding, the GOP was holding an investigation into Bragg, and they were doing it in New York, and they had the hearings live in New York, except C-SPAN refused to broadcast the hearing. And they did, and they're showing it that way.
Put it on their site and let us watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it is. So do you know any of the outcome of what happened in this, whatever they did?
They had a number of people that testified that were robbed and family members hurt or killed by people that Bragg let go and were hardcore criminals, but yet they wasted millions of dollars going after Trump and did nothing. They show that he is politically obstructionist, that he's a political person, and that he violates his oath.
In other words, he's controlled by Obama.
Right, and they're showing that, and George Soros. And his days are numbered.
Hochul and Eric Adams won't fire him.
No, but they're going to take care of it. Congress has the rights to indict him, and they have,
so
and they will.
If Bragg is disbarred, can he still be a DA?
No, he's done. His career is over.
You can't be a district attorney if you're not a lawyer.
No.
So I couldn't be a district attorney because I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
All right. Okay.
A district attorney is an attorney by definition, a lawyer.
Okay, so
tomorrow,
how long is this process going to, a whole year or what?
No, it'll be done this week. By tomorrow.
So hold it. Here's a new concept. They'll put in another dog to do it.
We'll figure that out if we get to it. But meanwhile, tomorrow morning.
Who's Bragg's assistant? Does he have an assistant?
I don't know. Most of his staff quit on him. So I don't know.
Why are you breaking up?
I have no idea. His staff quit on him.
So he has nobody working with him. He's a loner.
No. Not really. Okay. Meanwhile, Elon Musk and the SpaceX people have a ship going up tomorrow. Monday, April 17th, for the first.
I saw it.
Yeah. For the first time ever, the first flight test of a fully integrated Starship, not like the Enterprise, but Starship, super heavy rocket from.
Is it manned?
Don't know if it's going to be manned or not. I don't know how they're doing it. I just know it's supposed to go up. It's a test. I think the next time it's a manned one.
I'm excited. Tomorrow, good weather. Is that down here in Cape Canaveral?
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
By the morning, it'll be good. In the morning, it'll be good. Yeah.
I hope it's very successful for whatever he is looking for. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, the Mets won the next innings 4-3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How are they doing? Are they in first yet?
No, they're second place.
How many games out?
I think a game and a half.
That's not bad. We just
Mets
started.
Hit three home. Yeah.
We just started.
Mets hit three home runs. Lindor again, Alonso again, and Fram.
Okay. What's
and the winning pitcher,
Aaron,
I guess, well,
what's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
The Jets have signed a number of good players. I believe he's going to. There's a trade that's in progress, and he'll get that in, and he'll be on the Jets.
Is that what he wants? Is that the ultimate goal?
Yes.
Okay. Go get him. Hey, maybe we'll win Super Bowl. You know, we haven't won since '69. This could be an exciting year.
I don't know.
Neither do I. But you know what? The future, we'll see. I have to take out my eight ball and ask.
So, you know.
When is Trump doing another rally? Do we have any idea?
No. Once I know, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything. I'm looking now.
Does anybody know? When is the first debate going to begin?
In August. On Fox.
Okay. Ringo's here. He found me. She loves me. Ringo. What else do we have left?
Not much on the talking because,
Pompeo,
you know.
Is Pompeo going to run for president?
No, Pompeo has said that in an interview, said he is not running for president. It's official. He is not running for president.
I read that Sean Spicer is leaving Newsmax.
Yeah, he's going to work with, what's his name?
Steve Scalise.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Is Sean Spicer thinking of running for Congress?
No, he's working for the press. Sean Spicer's more press. Sean Spicer was a Fort Lauderdale Tea Party member, part of the Sunrise Tea Party at one time. He's a friend. He also was involved. He was the first press secretary under Trump in the very beginning. He's the one that was the genius that actually got me and other independent radio shows like the Truth Is Out There to able to ask White House press secretary questions to the computer system that was set up.
Is he coming back? Is he coming back to the House with Trump?
I don't know if he's going to be doing that or not.
Okay.
No.
We're
going to concentrate on things like other stuff. The truth of the matter is we have to focus on things that we need to do that's better ourselves and what we're working on.
Okay, well, that's all grand, but nobody does their job. So we're going to expose that nobody does their job. That's a good thing.
Yeah, no.
Who's doing their job? Name me one person on the Hill that's doing their job.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. Just a bunch.
Okay. So, that guy out of New York, what's his name? The guy who lied. What was his name? George Santos? He's going to run again.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think he's going to win? Or we're going to bring up somebody to challenge him?
I think he should be challenged anyway because his credibility is totally shot. No.
Why is Congress not holding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accountable for her criminal and entities?
Because they don't want to rock the boat, maybe? I don't know. AOC has a lot of criminal activities behind them. I know.
Oh, I don't know. She's a Democrat. Forget whether you're GOP or you're Republican or a Democrat. That really has no meaning to me. It's about integrity and honesty. And, do you not think that's important? Or you're saying politics is okay to be lying, a criminal, and a crook?
I think people, there's a fine line between lying and playing politics and I think they cross it every single day. And that's a problem because that's one of the reasons why most Americans
Did our founding fathers work this way?
Yes. Okay. This has been going on for centuries, not just the founding fathers. It goes all the way back to the Ten Commandment days. Look what happened there. People backstab all the time. People lie all the time. You got to learn the difference of it and take things. And you got to be able to have a backbone to understand all this stuff and take and just move on and let it slide off of you and just continue. We could be outlandish and all the other stuff that we do on the show and stuff.
George Santos, let's talk about him. He's been there, 4 months? Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he's done. I'm not in New York. I'm not in New York. I don't know what he's done.
Has he written a bill?
I don't know.
Is he in a committee? Is he doing anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not into George Santos. I know his credibility was just shot on his own accord.
I'll go better one. Hakeem Jeffries.
He's a racist. He's a porn racist. He blames everything that the Democrats do.
Why do
he blames
want
on
him
Trump
gone?
And on
I read that they want him gone.
I don't know why. I don't think he's a good guy for the Democrat. He wants to use the House, the minority leader of the House, as a stepping stone to cause problems.
Is he doing that?
He's trying. His speeches are there to incite, not to unite. He's just another so-called Obama hateful wannabe. It's not something that is good there. There's a lot
actually,
of good people in the body.
He gets to speak? I don't know. He gets to speak?
Speaks. He's the head of the Democratic Party in Congress.
So does he speak gibberish or hate?
Combination thereof. Combination of thereof.
Okay. You voted him in. They voted for him.
Yeah, well, it's because this is an oddity.
You get what you buy. Get what you buy. You know? Ain't like anybody else. So that's just the
way. By
the
way,
hold it. What's going on with Carrie Lake? Let's hear that story.
Carrie Lake there's two governors in Arizona right now, and the Supreme Court will announce the actual winner in a couple of weeks. But technically, there's two governors, one by the other. The Maricopa County election fraud people have been arrested and disqualified, and that's what they're working on. It's an ongoing situation.
Why is Katie Hobbs and her husband have not been arrested? Why?
They have been and released on their own reconnaissance upcoming trial.
She can no longer be a sitting governor.
She's being taken replaced in the next few weeks. This is all part of a developing situation, but she'll be gone in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Stephen King, of all people, says very few Americans want guns outlawed, which is the truth. What many Americans want is reasonable safeguards against homicidal and mentally ill people, which is something I've been pushing for. If you declare mentally incompetent or mentally ill and you're in the middle of a trial, which is was caused by a felony, you should be put in a mental institution, not walking the streets. That's another thing. You know, and that's something that we've been trying to get, but you got left-wing judges that allow these people in. Most of the people that cause these mass shootings have already been recognized as being mentally incompetent or mentally ill and have noticed they actually do it.
You know why I'm laughing, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. That's a joke. Okay.
But even now you got Stephen King of all people to approve what I'm saying, and that's a good thing.
So why doesn't Governor DeSantis fire all these judges?
He's in the process of doing it. He fired a bunch, and he's firing more. He fired a bunch.
He
is going to be doing, he had some detours, but he will be in Broward County firing all the judges in the next few weeks. Just let things go. We're working for it. I cannot talk about it because it's an ongoing situation that I need to keep my mouth shut on. But all these judges, including and others, will be arrested and fired in the next few weeks. And that's all I can say.
Okay.
And I can't say anything more because it's an ongoing probe.
Did you see the lightning storm outside? Hold on. Do you see the lightning storm outside?
Yeah, there's a big...
It's massive lightning storm continuous over here. I could see it.
Yeah, well... We're going to be out of the show in a few minutes.
Anybody who's listening to our show, stay indoors. Bad lightning storm here. Very bad here in Broward County. So safety and stay away from the windows because lightning can travel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will stop it.
It's supposed to rain now until tomorrow, until midnight.
Yep.
And then no more. And then according to the weather forecast I'm looking at right now, then rain supposed to start again somewhere around 12, 1 o'clock. But it's only 30% of that, so most likely it'd be like 2 to 3 o'clock. Okay, and then it'll be dry for the next couple of days after that, and then Thursday and Friday, some warm rain, but not that big, and then dry for the rest of the week.
When's the next holiday, Mother's Day?
May is Mother's Day and Memorial
Day.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
And June is Father's Day. But you got parents.
And graduation.
And graduations and weddings and all that other stuff. It's a hallmark situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But one of the biggest things to talk about Chicago is that we need to reinvent the parents. Parents got to be responsible for the actions of their children, but they also got to be parents, and they got to fight. You can't, if you are bringing up a child, you should not be associated with murderers, drug dealers, criminals, lowlifes, people, mental health issues.
Because it's second or third generation thugs.
Right, but you can stop it very easily. All you have to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you can't stop it. We're working on several people that we could actually stop and change. Sometimes we could clear the playing field within the process of doing it.
How many generations are on welfare? Handed
that's
down
another
from
thing.
Mother to daughter to.
Yeah,
to
that's why you need
daughter.
Welfare. Well, we used to call it workfare. And actually, Bill Clinton's the one that started the workfare. Where you get them off of welfare to workfare. You got actually, when you go on unemployment, you actually under Clinton. If you're on unemployment under Clinton, you have to show that you attempted to work before you get paid and you get hearings. And that's a good thing, and they should bring that back because Trump started to bring it back. But, of course, Biden and Obama both, who support lowlifes and criminals and welfare states so they can control them, don't want people to work.
Did you know that you could do a ninja loan now? When I look in my financial institution, they promote it, that you don't have to put any money down to get a home loan. So that's returning.
Yeah, that's hurting a lot of people in the economy, too. I heard this morning, and I read somewhere, that they're thinking of giving out more stimulus checks, but a monthly stimulus check, so Americans should start spending more
They'll
money.
They'll never get it. Congress will never pass it.
Congress never going to
pass it. They're going to print the money and do it. I'm telling you, they're going to print the money and do it.
Anyway, Scott, we're coming towards the end of the show. We got 6 minutes left. We still got 3 minutes to change for this radio, for this song. So,
am I wrong?
No, you're right. Congress never got passed.
Well, this is Scarlett saying, I'd be back on Wednesday.
And we don't know what's going to show up on Wednesday. We might have a big surprise
on
Wednesday.
Everybody have a great week, and God bless you. And stay safe and stay indoors from this bad weather. And this is Scarlett saying, bye.
All right. We're going to end the show with, again, I would like to understand, you know, people, when you get into situations where you don't, where you have a problem, and maybe physical or psychological, whatever, and you, sometimes you get burnt out, especially if you're working 5 shows a week, a show a day for 5 days in a row, over a period of time, you tend to get burnt out. And so that's why we do 2 shows. We like doing it 2 shows a week, Wednesday and Sunday. And I do a couple podcasts. So I would do more podcasts, but it interferes with work, so I can't. So the point is that, you know, so we understand what's going on. But we're urging my guest not to quit, to continue his show that he built. And he is the South Florida's voice, conservative voice, and he needs to continue to work the efforts there. He will be missed in the radio industry, in the entertainment industry, and we hope that he comes back soon, bigger, better, and more lively. And he also has an open invitation for our show to come in at any time, to call and be participating in at any time. Again, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank Scarlett, and we'll see you Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. And we may have a very special guest. We'll see. And have fun. And God bless you all. And remember, never run away from taking responsibility of your own actions. Fight for your life. Get healthy. And fight for the ones that you're supposed to love. Not run away and hide or run away to die when you can stay alive and be with the people you love. God bless you all and have a blessed evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Wrong Place America. Good night, everyone. See you Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, always fight to stay alive for the loved ones. Thank you.